Hey everybody, Aaron Herman of the Open Scroll here. Today is Friday, December 23rd, just a little after 9 a.m., which means we're in the 29th day of the ninth month on the Lord's calendar, and I'm here with Bob Schlenker.
Hey everybody, we got some signs that we want to talk about and some scriptures to read. So back on the 19th, I was closing down my office computer. Last thing I did was check the temperatures, and I was a little surprised to find the hourly temps were 22 at 6, then 22 again, and again, and again, and again. 8 hours in a row here showing all 22, and I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before. And Aaron, have you ever seen anything like that before?
I certainly can't remember ever seeing anything like that, no.
Yeah, 8 hours in a row. And yeah, percent chance of precipitation, minimal change, wind speed, minimal change. But still, 22 degrees across the board. To me, I'm thinking 22. There might be a sign here. I'm just going to keep watch and see what happens. So I shut down my office computer, went over to my living room and got that setup going. I've been watching Dark. Yeah, well, I've been doing the Darko, Donnie Darko series. I've been watching Dark. And I was into season 3. And it's very interesting that I found after, oh, just a few minutes, I came to a scene, and I'm going to show you that.
You think it's possible to bring someone back who's died?
How would that work?
You'd have to get there before they died.
So there it is. And what I found interesting is that this really resonates with one of the signs to us that is a significant sign. A promise that the Lord made. And what is that, Aaron?
That promise was that my mom would be healed.
She had cancer. Yep. And so she died, and you've probably heard us talk about this a lot. And since all three of us, Aaron and his mom and me, heard in the spirit independently, she will be healed. We were rather stunned when sometime later she died. She was not healed. And the Lord is faithful to his promises. And we, in that season, been seeing other indications that were right and were wrong about the timing, which made zero sense to us. Because it's like a binary thing. How can it be one and the other? Schrodinger's cat kind of quantum effect deal, right? It's like, well, either it is or it isn't. If she's healed, she's healed. She's not going to die. If she's not healed, she's going to die. She did die. She was not healed. But it's not over till it's over. As we know, time is going to be reset. And that's what 22 signals. It's a reset number, a reset code. Reset has a gematria of 22. And we understand we've had several signs that are somewhat similar. And this is just the most recent and quite simple. Nothing ambiguous about that. There they are at the bus stop. And back in 2015, I had a bus stop sign. It was a literal sign at the bus stop. And we published about that too. So posters and bus stops really factor in to the time reset signaling. And so I wanted to share that with you. And then within days, Aaron had a couple of things happen. And also dealing with the computer. What's going on here, Aaron?
Yeah, it's been a pretty amazing week as far as tech goes. And just as you were speaking there, the Lord brought to mind a couple more details. My computer crashed, and a new unit that Bob had built for me, a custom unit. It had been kind of difficult getting that up and running, but we had it up and going smoothly until a few days ago. And I woke up in the morning, got up around 4 a.m., which is what I normally get up, and my computer had just crashed and crashed hard. I could not get it to load, couldn't get it to boot up. It just kept cycling through the initial kind of load phase and just would not go into Windows. So the only way I was able to get through that was I had to do a system restore. I had to go back to a previous point in time, back to the way the computer was on December 15th. So there was a kind of a system restore point there. So that got my attention. Thought that was pretty interesting. Made note of that and told Bob about it, and just kind of carried on. But then it became apparent a couple days later that I was on Windows 10, and that was kind of that crash followed a pretty unmistakable nudge from the Microsoft folks that it was time to move to Windows 11. So Bob and I talked it over and decided, okay, they seem to have kind of figured out most of what they have going on, so I'll bite the bullet here and go to Windows 11, and we'll see what happens. So I did that on, I think it was Wednesday. Went to Windows 11, seemed to go pretty smoothly, got things going, and then next thing I know, my Wi-Fi, which I depend on heavily, just tanked. It just went from really exceptional speeds and connectivity to just no connectivity, really poor speeds, and it just was not going to be something that I could function or live with. So it was late at night when this had happened, and I thought, well, I'll just wait till tomorrow to maybe push this through. And it's like, nope, I have to do this. I have to do this now. And it was about 11:45. It was almost midnight when I got on line with Microsoft and found a tech to help me. And we did everything we could. And then around 1 a.m., he decided, well, we're going to have to do a network reset. So the date had gone from 12:21 into 12:22, and at this point I'm working on my phone. I'm chatting with the tech on my phone as he has control of my computer, and I can just see the timestamp there. It's a little after 1 a.m. on 12:22, and he's talking about doing a network reset. It's like, okay, this has my attention. So then we went through and updated all the drivers, walked through and did a restart, and next thing you know, it's working. And it's like, okay, well, so we did a reset, a restart, and after 12:21 went into 12:22. All right, so I think we had a sign there for sure. But that was not the end of the computer saga. As the next day, whatever we did that night just stopped working. There was some sort of incompatibility issue with one of my apps, a VPN issue. And it just tanked the Wi-Fi again. So I tried and tried to get things back. I got back on the chat with the two different Microsoft people. They couldn't get it sorted. So we thought the only thing we could do was revert back to Windows 10. So the only option, the only fix, was to go back. And there is literally a go back button. We went into the section there in the Windows update. It was three or four options down, and it just said go back. So it's like, okay, that's what we'll do. So I clicked go back, going back to Windows 10, the previous version, and I was promised it was going to be the same. It was going to resolve all my issues. But then when I got back to Windows 10, it was not the same Windows 10 I had left. A lot of my apps were missing, and it was far worse than what Windows 10 was before he left. So going back, it was the same, but different in not good ways. So that was those were the things that were kind of speaking to us there about that whole situation.
Right. Yeah. And if you've heard us talk about our expectations after time is reset and how things will be different, that might speak to you as well. So before we get on to the scriptures, there's one more thing that has some potential in this season because of the weather and because of a rather special prophetic dream Aaron had several years ago. And each year it seems it goes by, it seems the potential for the fulfillment is more and more near. And it seemed like it was going to happen last year and then didn't quite come to pass. This year, maybe different. Aaron, you want to talk about that?
Sure. Yeah. The dream from back in 2014, it started out with me being in the house where I live now and looking out and seeing just a huge amount of snow and ice. So, like Bob said, every year around this time, and that was kind of connected to the Super Bowl, which is about 5 or 6 weeks away. So, around this time of year, we start to kind of watch and see what's going on. And here we are now. About 120 million people, I think, are under a severe winter storm warning or watch. They're calling it a once in a generation kind of storm and blizzard kind of thing going on now. So this very well may be the fulfillment of that. So we'll just keep watching and we'll see what we see.
Very good. Now, on to the next portion of our program here. Aaron, you want to take it from here?
Thank you, sir. We start off with Psalm 77 with the New English Translation. I will cry out to God and call for help. I will cry out to God and he will pay attention to me. In my time of trouble, I sought the Lord. I kept my hand raised in prayer throughout the night. I refused to be comforted. I said, I will remember God while I groan. I will think about him while my strength leaves me. Selah. You held my eyelids open. I was troubled and could not speak. I thought about the days of old, about ancient times. I said, during the night I will remember the song I once sang. I will think very carefully. I tried to make sense of what was happening. I asked, will the Lord reject me forever? Will he never again show me his favor? Has his loyal love disappeared forever? Has his promise failed forever? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has his anger stifled his compassion? Selah. Then I said, I am sickened by the thought that the Most High might become inactive. I will remember the works of the Lord. Yes, I will remember the amazing things you did long ago. I will think about all you have done. I will reflect upon your deeds. O God, your deeds are extraordinary. What God can compare to our great God? You are the God who does amazing things. You have revealed your strength among the nations. You delivered your people by your strength, the children of Jacob and Joseph. Selah. The waters saw you, O God. The waters saw you and trembled. Yes, the depths of the sea shook with fear. The clouds poured down rain, and the skies thundered. Yes, your arrows flashed about. Your thunderous voice was heard in the wind. The lightning bolts lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. You walked through the sea. You passed through the surging waters, but left no footprints. You led your people like a flock of sheep by the hand of Moses and Aaron. And now Psalm 63 in the New American Standard. O God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you. In a dry and weary land where there is no water. Thus I have seen you in the sanctuary, to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth offers praises with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it will go into the depths of the earth. They will be delivered over to the power of the sword. They will be a prey for foxes. But the king will rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him will glory, for the mouths of those who speak lies will be stopped. And now Psalm 68 in the New English Translation, starting with verses 1 through 10. God springs into action. His enemies scatter. His adversaries run from him. As smoke is driven away by the wind, so you drive them away. As wax melts before fire, so the wicked are destroyed before God. But the godly are happy. They rejoice before God and are overcome with joy. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Exalt the one who rides on the clouds, for the Lord is his name. Rejoice before him. He is a father to the fatherless and an advocate for widows. God rules from his holy dwelling place. God settles in their own homes those who have been deserted. He frees prisoners and grants them prosperity, but sinful rebels live in the desert. O God, when you lead your people into battle, when you march through the wastelands, Selah, the earth shakes. Yes, the heavens pour down rain before God, the God of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. O God, you cause abundant showers to fall on your chosen people. When they are tired, you sustain them, for you live among them. You sustain the oppressed with your good blessings, O God. And continuing with verses 19 through 21, the Lord deserves praise. Day after day he carries our burden, the God who delivers us, Selah. Our God is a God who delivers. The Lord, the sovereign Lord, can rescue from death. Indeed, God strikes the heads of his enemies, the hairy foreheads of those who persist in rebellion. And finishing with verses 32 through 35, O kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Sing praises to the Lord, Selah, to the one who rides through the sky from ancient times. Look, he thunders loudly. Acknowledge God's power, his sovereignty over Israel, and the power he reveals in the skies. You are awe-inspiring, O God, as you emerge from your holy temple. It is the God of Israel who gives the people power and strength. God deserves praise. And next, Romans 15, verses 4 through 13 in the New American Standard. Whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus, so that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, accept one another, just as Christ also accepted us to the glory of God. For I say that Christ has become a servant to the circumcision, on behalf of the truth of God, to confirm the promises given to the fathers, and for the Gentiles to glorify God for his mercy, as it is written. Therefore I will give praise to you among the Gentiles, and I will sing to your name. Again he says, Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. Again, Isaiah says, There shall come the root of Jesse, and he who arises to rule over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles hope. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And now Romans 16, verses 17 through 20. Now I urge you, brethren, keep your eye on those who cause dissensions and hindrances, contrary to the teaching which you learned, and turn away from them. For such men are slaves, not of our Lord Christ, but of their own appetites, and by their smooth and flattering speech they deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting. For the report of your obedience has reached to all. Therefore I am rejoicing over you. But I want you to be wise in what is good, and innocent in what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. And continuing with verses 25 through 27. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which has been kept secret for long ages past, but now is manifested, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the eternal God, has been made known to all the nations, leading to obedience of faith, to the only wise God through Jesus Christ, be the glory forever. Amen. And lastly, Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you.
Awesome. God bless you, everybody. Bye-bye.